谢谢你们教给我很多东西哈。
Thanks for giving me so many things.
真理呢在教会里面哈。真理在教会里面。
The truth is within the church.
所以呢，我希望我们大家能够找出一个更清楚的。
So I hope that we can make it clearer.
就像以前说过红海，因为低头，所以大家低头。
So for example, in the past, we say that when the Israelites crossed the Red Sea, they look down. So that's why, you know, when we baptize, we need to bow our head.
他说约旦河有很多石头。
They say that in the River Jordan there were many stones.
所以呢，海里面也有很多石头。
So that's why, by implication, the sea also have a lot of stones.
但是我看很多海里面都没有石头，不是吗？
But when I look into the sea, you know, I cannot find any stones.
不是吗？
Right.
好，我们现在前行默祷。
Let's bow our head and pray silence.
阿门。奉主耶稣基督圣名，继续我们的学习。
Hi, in the name of Lord Jesus, we shall continue our study.
要记住哈。
Please remember.
我绝对不认为自己讲的是最好的。
I never considered what I said is the best.
这跟我的观念不一样。
This is different to my concepts.
我认为道理是越来越清楚。
To me, the truth will becomes clearer and clearer.
所以你们可以随时随地的否认我的，或是讨论我的，都没有什么关系。
So at any time you can go against what I said, or you know discuss what I said.
我会非常高兴哈，如果我们能够得到更美好的。
I'd be very glad if we can find something which is even better.
那剩下十分钟。
Now we have around 10 minutes left.
我们再讲一个问题。
I'd like to talk to you about one more question.
耶稣有没有洗过礼？耶稣有没有替门徒洗过礼？
Did Jesus baptize any of his disciples?
倒过来讲了哈。
Or put it another way around.
耶稣的十二个门徒有没有被耶稣洗过礼？
Did the 12 disciples receive baptism of Jesus?
因为有人会说了，保罗、彼得他们只得圣灵没有洗礼啊。
Because some would say, Peter and Paul only received the Holy Spirit, but they were never baptized.
所以呢，他们在五旬节那一天。
So therefore, on the day of Pentecost,
这是我小时候听的。
This is what I heard when I was young.
你们现在反正大家都不懂圣经，所以也没有人问什么问题。
But now no one asks any questions.
因为你们都不懂圣经了。
Because you don't know the Bible well.
所以你们没什么问题要问。
So you have no questions to ask, right?
我们小时候问很多问题。
When I was young, we asked a lot of questions.
彼得他们还没有受洗，怎么能够去替他洗礼？
Peter have not yet received baptism. How could they go out and baptize others?
所以我们以前的答案是什么？
So what was the answer previously?
当彼得他们得圣灵之后，
After Peter received the Holy Spirit,
在替别人洗礼之前，
and before they baptize others,
他们十二个门徒呢互相洗礼。
The 12 disciples would baptize one another.
Yeah.Okay. 那时候没有录音机，没有录音带，很。
So at that time there was no video recording. Most unfortunate.
蛮可惜的哈。
Very unfortunate.
那使徒们有没有被耶稣洗过礼？
So were the disciples baptized by Jesus?
要写做见证啊！那时候洗礼没有？
这个要分开说了。
But they baptize other people.
他的门徒之前他们要被耶稣洗。
没有，他说十二个门徒，或者在五旬节以前就已经跟其他的人洗。
不是，那他们自己呢？
不，他们
自己有没有洗？他们洗别人就是没有问题的。
That's the problem if they baptize others. But what about them themselves?
他们自己呢
？Were they baptized?
Lawrence.
John 4:1.
Okay, John 4:1. 好，你请说。好，谢谢你。
Thank you very much.
我们再看这一节。
When we read these two verses,
这里说，主知道法利赛人听见他说门徒比施洗约翰还要多。
Therefore, when the Lord knew that the Pharisees heard that Jesus made and baptized more disciples than John,
说门徒是透过洗礼，不是吗？ 说门徒是透过洗礼。
So, these disciples were through baptism.
不，你如果 A 要成为 B 的门徒。
Okay, if A is to become a disciple of B,
他要接受 B 的洗礼，不是吗？他要接受 B 的洗礼。
He needs to, if A is to be a disciple of B, then he needs to receive the baptism of B, right?
这一节就这么说嘛。
So this is what it said here.
他说门徒嘛，他在说门徒不是吗？
Jesus was making and disciples.
不是吗？做什么呢？用洗礼的方式嘛。
Through baptism.
Okay.所以你被什么人洗，你就是什么人的门徒，不是吗
？So whoever baptized you, you become their disciples.
因为他说的门徒比四旨愿还要多嘛。
Because in here it tells us that Jesus had more disciples than John.
因为呢，他受洗很多人。
Because he baptized more.
我们看第三节。
Let's read verse 3.
第三章的二十四节。
Sorry, chapter 3, verse 24.Chapter 3, verse 24. Verse 26.
就来见约翰说，拉比，从前你在约旦河外你所见的那位，现在施洗众人都往哪里去了？二十七节，约翰说，若不是从天上赐的，人就不能做什么了。然后呢，再接着就说了，最后他必第三十节，他希望我必衰微。有点像比赛一样。
It's just like a competition.
一个是施洗约翰。
One is John the Baptist.
一个是耶稣。
One is Jesus.
本来是施洗约翰洗礼的人比较多嘛。
Originally, John the Baptist baptized more people.
他有很多门徒嘛。
So he has a lot of disciples.
结果人家来告诉他。
Then someone told John the Baptist.
说以前那个人
The person whom the previously met.
他现在洗的人比你还要多呢。
He is now baptizing more people.John says it doesn't really matter because he will decrease and I will decrease he will increase and I must decrease he will have more and more disciples and my disciples will be less and less that's good
okay. 第四章
verse chapter 4
就说耶稣收门徒比施洗约翰还要多
it tells that Jesus made more disciples than John
其实不是是耶稣的门徒在洗礼
in actual fact not Jesus himself did not baptize but his disciples
问题是如果耶稣的门徒没有被耶稣洗礼，怎么是耶稣的门徒呢？
If the disciples were not baptized by Jesus, then how could they become the disciples of Jesus?
因为当时你要成为他的门徒，你要让他受洗。
Because if you are to become someone's disciple, you need to receive their baptism.
不是吗
？Right.
所以我们要来看一节圣经节哈。
So let's read another verse.
看。所以一节圣经节的后面遮掩许多的圣经节。
And so one verse will lead to another.
我们看第三章二十二节。
Chapter 3 verse 22.
这个事以后，耶稣和门徒到了犹太地，在那里居住，在那里施洗。
After these things, Jesus and his disciples came into the land of Judea, and he them, and there he remained with them and baptized.
你如果我不晓得你们这边有没有法文版本。
Now, I don't know whether you have a French edition of the scriptures. Now, if you read it like that, who was conducting the baptism? But in French, it's very clear. Because it is a verb, which is singular. So it implies, it tells us very clearly that Jesus and the disciples remained there and Jesus baptized them. Jesus baptized his disciples. For example, 12 of them. And then these 12 would go and baptize a lot of people. So these will come under Jesus.
不是吗?
Right?
对外人来讲,
to other people.
所以呢,耶稣曾经替他们洗过礼。
So Jesus had baptized them.
那他们再去替别人洗礼。
Then the disciples would go and baptize others.
Okay? 那至于有没有宝血这个另当别论呢?
So that is another completely different question whether the blood is in the water or not. Because the Son of Man has the power to forgive sin on earth. So it's up to him to decide how to forgive. So to me,
这门徒必定 被耶稣洗过礼。
The disciples must have been baptized by Jesus.
因为他们要不然在当时他们就不是耶稣的门徒。
Otherwise, they would not become the disciples of Jesus.
因为洗礼是说门徒的一个必经的过程。
Because baptism is one way of making disciples.
Okay, 那这里呢，我们就可以谈到耶稣受洗，耶稣自己洗礼。
And then we now can go back to the baptism of Jesus himself.
耶稣自己为什么需要洗礼
？How come that Jesus need to be baptized himself?
我们说他给我们留好榜样了。
Who says that? Oh, he left a good example for us. So everyone has to be baptized.
是吗
？Right.
所以我们就在研究，不是吗？你们现在可能没有了。我们那时候哦。
So in the past, that's what we used to do.
那影片。
We go and see a lot of movies.
然后看耶稣呢，看他们拍耶稣怎么洗礼。
We look at how it shows the baptism of Jesus.
哎呀，你看，耶稣在大水里面洗礼。
Look, Jesus was baptized in living water.
因为他们都很有研究了，可见了他们是在大水洗礼的。
Because they all have looked into done a lot of research, and we can see that you know Jesus was baptized in living water.
我那时候的信仰是这样的。
So that's the faith of my generation.
但是那个影片不是这样子的。
But of course, the film does not show that.
他是在河里面洗礼，没有错。
It was of course it's right that it was baptized in the river.
但他是拿水起来。
But in the film, it took water out and in their hands and pour it on them. Jesus did not bow his head.
所以如果耶稣这个洗礼等于我们今天的洗礼，那就糟糕了。
So if the baptism of Jesus is equated to our baptism, then we have a big problem.
第一个，耶稣的洗礼不是奉耶稣的名义的。
First of all, the baptism of Jesus is not baptized in the name of Jesus.
不是吗
？Right.
第二个。
Secondly,
耶稣。好像没有全身入浸的样子。
It appears that Jesus did not get into the water full immersion.
按照这个电影的胎儿。
According to the movies and films.
第三。
Thirdly,
耶稣应该是没有低头。
Jesus would not have bowed his head.
因为没有什么意义啊，因为他还没有死啊。
Because that's it would be meaningless because he had not yet died.
耶稣的洗礼跟我们是一点关系都没有。
So the baptism of Jesus has got nothing to do with us.
你不要说耶稣为了留下榜样，所以每个人都要受洗。
So don't say that Jesus left us an example. That means that implies that every one of us has to be baptized.
因为你如果这么讲的话
，Because if we say that,
人家会反问你。
Other will ask you.
好，很好。
Okay, that's very good.
那请问耶稣的洗礼是什么洗礼？
So what kind of baptism did Jesus went through? What under what name was Jesus baptized?
你叫我做他榜样啊，我就跟着他做啊。
If he left an example for us, that means that we follow what he did.
所以我们今天在谈到说要很坚固自己。
So when we talk about the truth, we need to be very strong and firm ourselves.
我们以前当做理所当然的事情。
Previously, some things are so obvious and so right.
我们要不断的去想。
We need to think about it all the time.
就像过红海一样。
Just like crossing the Red Sea.
很多石头，所以我低着头。
There are a lot of stones. That's why when we cross the Red Sea, we have to look down.
所以我要低头受洗。
That's why we have to bow our head when we receive baptism.
今天你敢讲吗？
Dare you talk about this today?
你说今天去讲的话，根本就没有人相信这个教会了。
If you talk about this today, maybe no one will come to believe in this church.
说这个教会是有个好笑。
People will say, "Oh, this is very interesting."
但在那个时候
this is a joke.
在那个时代不会好笑。
But in a previous generation, it's not a joking matter.
所以耶稣的洗礼为什么耶稣要受洗
？So why did Jesus must Jesus receive his baptism? Why?
难道是为了留榜样给我们吗
？Did he just simply left an example for us?
如果是榜样，他是跟我们是完全没有关系的。
If it is an example.Then it's got nothing to do with us then.
唯一的关系是什么？他在水里面就这样子而已。
The only relation is the common thing is water.
其余的完全不一样。
Other will be different.
那你怎么去解释呢
？Then what are you going to? How are you going to explain it?
所以耶稣告诉使徒约翰。
So that's why Jesus said to John the Baptist.
我们要尽诸般的义。
To fulfill all righteousness.
尽诸般的义不是留榜样。
It is not to leave examples.
而是做我应该做的事情。
It is to do what he needs to do.
不是吗
？Right.
那到底是什么
？So what was it?
好了，如果你们明天还在的话，我们就明天再讲吧。
Okay, if you come tomorrow, then we shall continue tomorrow.
那我们现在来祷告。
Now we are going to pray.